Tuesday evening at the IU Auditorium, pianist, arranger, NPR host, and possessor of the most home-like website I know, Christopher O'Reilly will present a concert featuring music of Radiohead and Shostakovich. Mr. O'Reilly, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, in the 19th century, the lions of the keyboard, Liszt, Thalberg, Moszkowski, did fantasias and sometimes just variations on opera themes, in part because people couldn't get to the opera. Today, with Radiohead, it seems to me a different story. My guess is that your fans who enjoy your work with Radiohead probably already know the originals.
True enough. Part of that tradition of transcription and arrangement and paraphrases has to do with, as you say, the access to certain pieces of music. The other part of it is really just the celebration of what the piano is capable of in sort of a more orchestral guise. And for me, the work that I've done with Radiohead and Elliot Smith and Nick Drake really has as much to do with coveting certain pieces of music that aren't available for piano and making them in piano form, just so I can have the same thrill that I have listening to my favorite music on record or in concert.
I was talking with a young composer at IU, and he said that one of the things that impresses him about your arrangements is that that he thinks arranging Radiohead is really hard.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are dealing with... It's got its good points and bad points. I mean, the bad thing is, yeah, you're trying to approximate, emulate, you know, the sound of five rock and roll musicians. The upside is Radiohead, much like a Shostakovich fugue, is really a, in a way, contrapuntally based rock band. Not to be arty about it, but it's just that every member of the band makes an indelible stamp on every song they do, in the way that they each contribute, you know, just an integral idea to each song, and that makes its own sort of thread in the weave of the song, and that in turn inspires me to take up those threads and make them into piano form. So they don't all sound the same. They're not all of one cloth. So it makes for really inspiring work.
We're talking with Christopher O'Reilly. He'll be at the IU Auditorium Tuesday evening, probably one of the few concert artists to have a 4-star rating from Rolling Stone for his arrangements of Radiohead. The other composer represented, and you've mentioned him already, is Shostakovich, and I suppose at least 3/4 of your audience is saying Radiohead, Shostakovich, How do those two work together for an evening of music?
Well, I think they both have... in their musics, first of all, the sense of counterpoint and density and interest in texture. When you have these fugues and also with the preludes to the fugues being drawn from all kinds of different musical genres, you have a real stylistic sense of counterpoint within the Shostakovich. There's also a sense between Radiohead and Shostakovich of a sense of irony. And in some of the Radiohead songs, you'll have the juxtaposition of a very pretty musical texture pit up against a lyric of really sort of desperate basis or provenance. And so that coexistence, that spinning, that sort of pulsar energy of opposites, of polar opposites between, you know, beauty and despair, makes for an ironic, dramatic dichotomy.
We've been talking with Christopher O'Reilly. He appears at the IU Auditorium Tuesday evening at 8 o'clock for a concert featuring music by Radiohead and Dmitri Shostakovich as he brings together the two composers. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.